on growing up, seeing my uncle and grandparents and even my great-grandpa, who I knew personally up until a couple years ago, seeing them all in the Navy and hearing about all their stories, it really got me interested in the Navy even before I consciously thought, hey, I want to go to the Navy.
This is Paul Miller. He is in the class of 2017 at Park Tudor. His unique passion is pursuing the career path of the Navy after high school. He is going to Purdue University with the Naval Reserve Officers Training Corps program.
There was one instance I remember. My grandpa was moving into a nursing home, in a retirement home, and I was little. I was like 7 or 8, and my job was to carry in his uniform. It had just been cleaned. We just picked it up from the dry cleaners, and I remember carrying that uniform in like its plastic bag, like in my arms, and like trying to tiptoe because the bag was taller than I was, and I was, it just mesmerized me because his boards, he had so many different distinctions and honors. And I remember after we finally got all set up, I remember asking my grandpa about all of his honors, and we spent the next couple hours just talking, just my whole family plus relatives and etc., about the Navy. And I think that moment is the moment that I consciously thought, I want to go to the Navy.
Paul has grown up knowing the Navy. He has had so many influences in his family, like his grandpa, great-grandpa, and his uncle. The Navy means a lot to him.
Sounds cliche, but it's like home. It's what it feels like. It's the thing that gives me purpose. I feel like my duty in life is to serve others and to serve my country, protect everyone from the people I love, my family, to my enemies, even though I don't like to say I have enemies, that people I'm just not the best of friends with, because they all deserve to be protected. And I think it's my job, my calling, to do that in the best way that I can.
Through this huge calling, he had some doubts with this decision.
Well, it was about sometime in freshman year that I decided I wanted to apply to the Naval Academy. And that was a big decision for me because I didn't know how my parents would react, because my mom is super protective of me. And she's just such a loving mom. It goes towards the overprotective side. And I was worried that me going out and fighting for my country and putting myself in danger would just terrify her. I didn't know how she would react. But I finally told her, and she was nothing but supportive. It was honestly so amazing.
His mom was most worried out of his parents, but yet supportive of his passion to pursue the Navy.
I'm proud and scared, both, I think, would probably a natural mom's reaction. I'm very proud of him. I'm not surprised that he has made this choice. It's in keeping with his personality and kind of who he is as a person ever since he was a little boy. So I think it took some time for him to tell me that that's what he wanted to do. But then once he said it out loud, then, you know, he was 100% since then, and we are 100% behind him.
His family has helped him through this long process, and the application is rigorous.
It is lots of contacting what they call your blue and gold officer, and that's your basically liaison officer, and there's one for each region. So you got to know you want to do it when you apply, and it's a long process. I thought about quitting a couple times, but it's worth it. You have to fill out this online application full of questions that cover your entire life, and you have to get recommendation letters. You have to go through this intensive medical thing. It's called the DODMERB, DODMERB. It's the Department of Defense Medical Examination Review Board, and that is, it's a process where they make you do a physical and any follow-up tests. If it's mainly a physical and an eye test, and if you fail any portions of those, they make you do a follow-up. Then they review your whole application.
All that being said, the process is still not over. He had to interview officers and senators to be able to move forward with this application.
Through this process, I did 4 interviews, one for both senators, congresswoman, and my blue and gold officer. The first interview I did was for my blue and gold officer, and his was much more casual. It was honestly the best first interview I could have asked for. I went to Senator Donnelly, Senator Coates, and Congresswoman Brooks. And the first one was Donnelly. You have to fill out an application for that, get recommendations. You go in, the pressure was on because I knew I had to get a nomination. And so I was kind of frazzled. And then you get the letter a couple weeks later saying you got the recommendation or you didn't. And I didn't. So then I did Coates and again, denied. I was scared for my life, because without one of these nominations, you can't go any further. It's game over. I finally went to Susan Brooks, and I interviewed for both the Naval Academy and Air Force Academy, and I got both. My process, my dream would be over right now, if not for Congresswoman Brooks.
In addition, he had to train his body for the Navy, because there's a physical test to this application. This is how he trained.
In the mornings, I can't really do anything because of school and stuff on the school days. So it all happens after school. And right after school, I go and get changed, and it's almost have to get in a mindset, because I know what I'm about to do is super hard, and I need to be at my peak physical performance in order to serve my country the best way I can. And so after I get all that, I go to the weight room. I do my stretches. I get a quick warm-up run in, not very long, a couple laps. And then I have a list of things. So I have to train for a physical test that they have outlined: push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, etc. And one of the main things that I struggle in is pull-ups. So I do a workout all designed to work on my pecs and my back and everything in order, all the muscles that help with pull-ups. And that way I can increase my number of pull-ups and strengthen my whole body for other exercises I do. So I do, it changes depending on the day, so back, chest, legs, whatever. And every day includes core, every day includes running, and that's that.
The physical test requires him to do as many push-ups, pull-ups, and sit-ups in a limited amount of time. He also has to throw a basketball as far as he can and have a timed run.
Out of shape.
To be physically in shape for this test, there's some hardships that come along with this kind of training.
That's faster than the pace I ran my mile for the test. I ran a half mile. I was on pace for dang near sub 6 mile. I think the run was one of the hardest things for me to get down, because as a lineman for the football team, I was up around 245, 250 for my weight. And my mile time right after football season was an 8:40. And that's terrible, because it has to be down around 6. So I shed weight, got down to 210, 215. And my mile time, after working on it, I finally got down to a 6:20. So that was what the last time that I logged, that I submitted my test, was 6:20.
In contrast to the physical training, he also trains in a different way that he's not tested on. It's gun training. He goes as much as possible to go shooting for fun, but also for accuracy that will help him in the long run with the Navy. His favorite gun is a mini Ruger ranch rifle that shoots a .223 caliber bullet.
Tell you the rules.
Oh, I'll show you. Okay. This gets pretty heavy. I forgot how heavy it gets. Mm. This one. So this is my favorite gun that we have. Because I don't know, I've used it forever. And when I had it originally, there was a scope on it. But since then, the scope's broken, the sniper. So it felt really cool.
Through all of the training and also the long application process, he still has a goal.
My goal is to protect the country, my family, my loved ones, everyone. Because part of me wants to go out and fight for my country, but part of me wants to be safe. And I know that there are lots of other ways to help our country. And honestly, wherever I can make the most impact is where I'm going to go. So if I can help design some sort of equipment that will help all the soldiers, I'm going to do that. Because rather than just putting one more soldier out there, I'm helping all of them. I want to be a computer engineer, and I want to have like a minor in computer science or something along the lines, because I'm really into computers. I'm part of a Cyber Patriot program at my school, and my intention is probably just to do the best I can, because I feel like if I do the best I can and work the hardest that I can and try to help as many people as possible.
Going into the Navy demands commitment, but he's willing to do it even when it's hard.
I think the hardest part before I leave is going to be right before I leave, when I have to say goodbye to all my family and my friends and my loved ones. That's going to be, I'll probably cry. I'm going to be honest here. I'm probably going to cry. But I know it'll be worth it. And no matter what, I'll always have a family to come back to. All my loved ones, they'll be there for me. And that's all I can ask.
His family and friends have been super supportive of his decision. They will miss him like crazy because Paul means a lot to them, especially his friends that see him every day, like Christian Amstutz and Harrison McGinn.
I think it's a really cool opportunity for him. Paul has always kind of struck me as kind of a military Navy kind of guy. He loves the regimented stuff. He loves order, and I think ultimately he really loves this country in a way that lots of kids kind of don't. And so I think he would be a fantastic Navy man just because he's so dedicated and he works so hard.
I think when anyone leaves for the armed forces, you always kind of think about, oh God, like what if something does happen? But the hardest thing I think will be kind of the same thing all of us face as we go to college and we're missing our friends who are from home. You know, I've known this guy for, what, I'm 18, I call it 13 years. So just kind of missing that, you know, all of the stuff we're laser tagging with him on a Friday night, walking through the hallways and seeing him, getting a high five, all that kind of stuff. The kind of stuff that, you know, doesn't seem like much in the grand scheme of things, but when you think about kind of your day or something like that, you're like, oh yeah, that was a good moment. Like that kind of made my day. Those sorts of things I think are what I'll miss.
I'm kind of sad. I mean, like, of course, it's going to be awesome for him. I want the best for him, and I know that's what he wants, so I think it'd be really cool. I'm just there for whatever he needs. Anything he asks for, I go ahead and do it, no questions asked, because I know he'd do the same for me, and it's just really nice to have somebody like that.
The passion, it's just ingrained in the way I live life, and my work ethic, and the way I treat others. I live by the golden rule. Do unto others as you would wish them to do unto you. And I would want someone to fight for me, so why wouldn't I fight for them? And the passion is not a hard thing for me, because the amount that I love America is off the charts. It is unproportionally just large.
For WHJE, this has been Micah Harsty. And this is Pursuing Passion.